With coronavirus cases continuing to skyrocket, new travel advisories are being issued across much of the country. Hear why many states will now require hurricanes to quarantine for 2 full weeks before traveling up the coastline. And later, after years of refusing to acknowledge it, the nation's top nutritionists have made a big concession today. Hear why nutrition specialists are finally admitting that you can eat nothing but hot dogs and live like that for basically decades. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Your chances of contracting COVID-19 are in no way affected by exposure to recirculated news, so it's perfectly safe for you to stay with us. With mounting evidence that the spread of coronavirus could be airborne, another government agency has put out strict new guidelines to help contain the disease. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which focuses on dangerous weather conditions at sea, announced they'll be ordering all hurricanes that visit the U.S. to quarantine for 2 full weeks in the state where they hit landfall before traveling along the coast. I'm joined now by wet weather correspondent Marcy Hammonds.
Hi, Leslie.
Marcy, why are the nation's weather officials taking these measures?
Well, with winds of over 150 miles per hour and the ability to move through several states in a matter of days, weather officials say that hurricanes have the potential to be coronavirus super spreaders. Dr. Alistair Buxley, a representative from the NOAA, gave a short press conference this morning in which he explained the new policy. Here he is.
The virus spreads via respiratory droplets that an irresponsible hurricane can easily pick up from any infected resident that it bashes around in its high winds. The fast-moving storms can also catch COVID-19 from contaminated surfaces in any of the homes or businesses the storm completely pulverizes. This is why we're recommending that after flooding entire cities and killing a number of people, these tropical cyclones must storm in place for a full 2 weeks before traveling to a different area.
Always better to be safe than sorry, but Marcy, how likely is it that a hurricane could come down with coronavirus in the U.S.?
It's very likely, depending on its entry point. States like Florida and Texas, which get several hurricanes a year, have recently seen cases of COVID-19 skyrocket. So even a careful Category 1 that spends less than 24 hours in one of these states could end up being exposed to thousands of infected people before leveling their communities, which is exactly what the NOAA is trying to prevent.
Sure. Now, obviously, every precaution we can take to stop the spread of this virus helps, but how do weather officials plan to enforce these regulations?
That's a good question. Dr. Buxley says that enforcement will be tough. Here he is again.
We'll be putting up warning signs along the coast, informing approaching storms of the new guidelines, and offering free temperature checks before entry. And while no arrests will be made, any tropical storm that does not follow these rules or is known to have spent time on any Caribbean island with a high rate of coronavirus cases could be deported and issued a $10,000 fine.
Hopefully such a steep penalty will defer such risky weather patterns.
Well, Buxley and his team are also asking residents for their help, reminding them to evacuate to a spot that is at least 6 feet away from any approaching storm, and to wear a mask if they plan on being directly in the path of a Category 5.
Now, Marcy, one question I have is, why don't coastal states like Florida and Texas, where the majority of hurricanes make landfall, just ban the storms from traveling to their states altogether?
Well, Leslie, unfortunately, shutting down a state completely to these extreme weather patterns could have a negative effect on the state's economy. For instance, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the destruction that hurricanes bring to the area provides thousands of jobs to local first responders, cleanup crews, and construction businesses every year.
Makes sense. Balancing a healthy economy and killing people is a delicate dance.
That's very true.
Thanks, Marcy. That's OPR's Marcy Hammonds. Back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Plenty of other news that happened in the past 24 hours, but they were all pretty cut and dry and didn't really give me and my takes on them an opportunity to shine. So instead of telling you about them, we're going to answer a few questions that have been sent in by you, the listener, using the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack. Our first question comes to us from Twitter user HeyDogVR, and they ask, why does most of the news focus on America and Americans? I live in Australia and nothing happens to us. Well, hey, dog, it's like I always say, if you want to be covered on the topical, you need to do something newsworthy. So if Australia would like to be featured more on the podcast, they may want to consider loosening their gun laws or greatly upping their number of coronavirus cases. Then maybe they'll get some more airtime, but until that happens, we'll mostly be covering stories from right here in the good old US of A. All right, our next question comes to us from Nick Anderson on Twitter. He writes, "My coworker rudely talked over your whole story. Could you repeat it or at least give me a basic rundown?" Well, first off, I'm sorry that happened to you, Nick. Unfortunately, though, it's a no-can-do. I hate repeating myself. But the good news is that you can actually purchase a copy of today or any other day's episode of The Topical, so you can re-listen to all the day's top stories as much as you want. Just email us at opr@theonion.com, let us know the date of the episode you'd like to purchase, and for just $49.99, we'll send you a cassette of that day's show. Unless, of course, we were covering the coronavirus that day. Those episodes are a little more expensive since that news is pretty important. And finally, our last question of the day comes to us from Twitter user @StelStan, and they write, "What's the music that plays at the beginning of each podcast? I have no clue why, but I love that tune so much." Well, that's very kind, but I'm honestly not sure what you're talking about. The Topical famously has no theme song and is the only daily news podcast that refuses to use any music whatsoever so as not to distract from our reporting. Whatever you've been hearing each and every day must all be in your head, and I would encourage you to seek professional psychiatric help if you continue to hear it, especially right now. And that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you have a question you'd like to ask me about the news or the show or my relationship status, you can submit that question by using the hashtag LeslieSMailSack on social media or in the reviews on Apple Podcasts. Just please don't ask me anything hard. I don't want to have to put any time or effort into this. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode where we'll sit down with a police officer who will demonstrate for us the proper technique for subduing a grand jury. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow.